Zepto's missing metrics. UPI sees sharp slowdown. Cognizant dropped from NASDAQ 100 index. Equal AI raises $30 million co-led by Prozus Ventures and Tomales Bay Capital.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Let's start with Zepto, where the company's IPO filing is giving investors a closer look at the business, but not the complete picture. Zepto has disclosed a range of operating metrics, including advertising revenue, order volumes, transaction values, and store productivity. But some of the industry's most closely watched numbers are still missing. The company has not disclosed metrics such as average order value, contribution margins, or monthly transacting users, making direct comparisons with rivals like Blinkit and Instamart more difficult. Now, that said, the numbers that are available offer some interesting insights. Let's start with this. Annual orders nearly doubled to 640 million in FY26 for Zepto, growing 93% year-on-year. At the same time, annual transacting users grew 25%, suggesting that existing users are placing more orders than large number of new users joining the platform. Now, Zepto also reported more than 1,600 crores in advertising revenue and improving store productivity. So, costs per order are falling and losses per order are narrowing. However, the company still reported a net loss of about 5,900 odd crores in FY26 and plans to continue investing heavily in dark stores, technology, and infrastructure. Now, as Zepto heads towards the public markets, investors will be watching whether rising scale can eventually translate into sustainable profits. All right, next up, India's most successful digital payments platform is still growing, but not at the pace it once did. Now, new data suggests that growth across several UPI metrics has slowed over the last few years. Average daily transaction volumes grew 24% in May 2026 compared to 58% growth in May 2023. Now, the trend is visible across users and merchants as well. So, PhonePe's active merchant base has remained largely unchanged at around 11 million over the past 3 years. Now, the company's active user base grew by 4% in the last fiscal year. Now, meanwhile, Paytm's monthly transacting users actually declined from 90 million in FY23 to 77 million in FY26. Now, despite that, overall UPI transaction volumes and values continue to grow at roughly 25% annually. Now, the reason appears to be that existing users are becoming more active and conducting more transactions rather than large numbers of new users joining the ecosystem. Now, industry executives also point to the lack of merchant discount rate or MDR as one factor limiting incentives for onboarding new users and merchants. Now, the result is a payment ecosystem that continues to expand, but increasingly through deeper engagement from existing users. All right, now to technology services sector, where a major benchmark change is reflecting the changing dynamics of the global technology industry. Cognizant is said to be removed from the NASDAQ 100 index later this month after being part of the benchmark for more than two decades. The NASDAQ 100 includes some of the largest non-financial companies listed on the NASDAQ exchange and is widely tracked by investors globally. Now, replacing Cognizant are several newer companies benefiting from the AI boom, including AI cloud provider CoreWeave and chip infra company Astera Labs. Now, the change highlights how investor attention has shifted towards companies building AI infra. Now, traditional IT services continue to face cautious client spending and slower growth, even as they increasingly position AI as a future growth driver. Now, the trend is visible in India as well. The Nifty IT index has been the weaker performing sectors this year, while investor interest has increasingly gravitated towards companies building chips, AI infra, and cloud computing platforms. So, in many ways, the market is rewarding the companies building the foundations of AI rather than those helping enterprises implement it. All right, finally, a funding update from the consumer AI space. Equal AI has raised about $30 million in a Series B funding round, co-led by Prosus Ventures and Tomales Bay Capital. The startup is known for its AI-powered assistant platform and plans to use the fresh capital to expand its services beyond call management into a broader consumer AI offering. Now, the round also saw participation from investors, including Think Investments, PhonePe's founder Samir Nigam has put in money, Airtel Family Office representative Zuvin Bharti Mittal, and several tech executives as well. Now, consumer AI has emerged, as we all know, as one of the most closely watched startup categories globally, with companies experimenting with AI assistants that can handle tasks ranging from communication and scheduling to customer support and everyday productivity. Now, Equal AI's latest funding comes as investor interest in AI applications continues to remain strong, particularly for products designed for everyday consumers rather than enterprise customers. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every weekdays in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.